We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, and we're beginning from the Mishnah on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, continuing the halachas of Oina. Zok the Mishnah. Kama tei sela chaseiro, v'lo yehi be'ano. When someone uses a sela, so a sela has a certain value because of its weight, and because it's not chipped, it's complete, that sela has a value. Now, if it gets a little bit older, it starts getting rubbed out, and it doesn't really have the same weight as the beginning. So this person wants to pass it on as a regular sela, which is worth 24 ma'ah for dinner, and he wants to use this sela as a regular sela. So how much could you use it? How much could it be worth less? It got rubbed out and still won't be anah. We're going to have a three-way machlokes. That means even though when it comes to schayra, we said the value of overcharging that's called anah is a shtos, is a sixth. When it comes to a sela, as a machlokes in the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to ask why here it's a machlokes and by other objects it's not a machlokes. The Gemara will talk about that. But what Gemara is asking is how much of a sela, how much was it rubbed out, and I'm still passing it as a regular sela, is that called, when is that called a ino? Kamate sela chaseir v'lo yibay ino. Ramei oma arba isserois isser ladina. So the way it works is that a sela, which is four dinrim, every dinner is 24 isserin. 24 isserin. So a sela is 96 isserin, because a sela is four dinner. So if it goes down in value by 4 isserin, it's 4 out of 96, which is 1 out of 24. So 1/24, it went down the value, 1/24, already that's called a inah. Arba isserois isser ladinah. 4 isserois to the sela, which is 1 isser ladinah. Because again, the sela is 96 isserin. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, arba pundinois pundin ladinah. Rabbi Yehuda says that it goes with a pundin, because in a dinner there's 12 pundin, because there's two pundin, there's two isserim in every pundin. So just like this dinner is 24 isserin, so a dinner is 12 pundin, and a sela, instead of being 96 isserin, it's 48 pundin, because every pundin is two isserin. So here, how much is a inah? Ruhuda says 4 pundin is to a sela, which is 1 pundin in dinner, which is 1/12. Rav Shimon Eimer, Shemoina Pidyonis, 8 Pidyonis to the Sela. Remember, Sela is 48 Pidyonis. So 8 to 48 is, 8 out of 48 is 1/6, which is Shnei Pidyonim on dinner, 2 Pidyonim on dinner. There's 12 Pidyonim in a dinner, and 2 is Aino, which is 1/6. So Akapanim, we have 3 Shitas, how much the Sela could be, go down in value, and you still could pass as a regular Sela. Ramea says once it goes missing 1/24, that's called Einar. Rabbi Huda says 1/12, missing 1/12, that's called Einar. Shimon says that's missing 1/6 to be called Einar. And like we used Pidyonis as example, 8 Pidyonis to a Sela, if it's missing that much, that's 1/6, because it's 48 Pidyonis in a Sela, missing 8 is 1/6, then it's a problem of Einar. Admosai mutalahachzer, until when could he be chayzer? Big krochim in this big cities, Akdesh Yil Shulchani. We have the money changers. You can show it to the money changers. He'll look at it, take a look. He'll know how much is missing. So therefore, when you pass it on to the store, a guy who sold something, he could run to the Shulchani and show it. So you have enough time to be chayzer, as much time it takes to go to the Shulchani. Big kfarim, but if you live in the small Darfel, the small city, a small little village where they don't have a Shulchani there, you have to wait at Avish Abbasah, because then they go to the shop to buy the stuff for Shabbos, and there they also recognize coins. So, yeah, so that's how much time you have until Arvei Shabbosos. And again, the Gemara will ask why, when it comes to the last Mishnah, the Gavi object is after Yerul Tagar. We're not mechalek between the big cities and small cities. If he knows the guy who gave him the coin, even after 12 months, you go back to him and be chayzer. And the Gemara's going to ask, we just said the shir was after Kizdei Hishir Shulchani, why was he saying a new shir? The Gemara's going to ask the Kasha. Only after 12 months, he only has tarumus if he doesn't give it back. We'll see again what that means exactly. And the final halacha of the Mishnah is, you're allowed to use these coins that are missing. Even though it's missing, you still could use it for Maisa Sheini to be paid it. It's not a problem. And why? Because Sheini Nefesh Ra, because people don't accept it only because of a small chasar or Nefesh Ra, they're cheap. But really, as long as it's not to the level of Einah, really you should accept it. The only reason people sometimes don't accept it is because they're Nefesh Ra. So therefore you could use this for Maisa Sheini. Again, the Gemara will have to elaborate on this halacha. So Zakta Gemara, First of all, talk about the first part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Kamatei sel v'chserv lo yibena." It's mashman shurim in the Mishnah saying all these shurim are not ayinah. It has to be more than that. For example, Rameyu says 1/24. That's not ayinah. More than 1/24 is ayinah. Same thing with 1/12 to 1/6. And the kasha is, we have a bryce says the opposite. Raminu ad kamatei sel v'chserv yibena. How much should the seller be missing and be called ayinah? And says what? All these three examples. You see, there is ayinah at that level. So I'm Rapapa, it's not a machlekes. Loi kasha. Kani don kachosh of matel amayla. Our Mishnah is going with matel amayla, and it's ad vloya bechlal, which means ad kamatech chaseira, you still can use it from the bottom. If it's missing nothing, then of course you use it. If it's missing 1/48, you can use it. 1/36, you can use it. 1/24 already, you can't use it. But 1/24, you can use. Because that's ayinah. That's our Tana. Tana Baruch Hashem Ma'ala Mata is going, how much is Aino? Aino is until 1/24th, and including 1/24th also, Va'ad B'chlal is also Issa Aino. Now, Frank Demar, this question that we spoke out in the Mishnah. Ma'ishno B'Sela, the Pligi, why B'Sela? Is there a three-way Makhlaikas, what's called Aino? Either 1/24th, 1/12th, 1/6th, Ma'ishno B'Talas, like Pligi, is no Makhlaikas. When it comes to Talas, everyone agrees, besides Rav Tarfin, everyone agrees 1/6th. So why is it a machlekes over here and even smaller numbers? And it came to Talis was 1/6, at least 1/6. So my answer is Amarava Mantana Talis. Who's Taka the Mishnah before it says 1/6? That's Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon, Taka Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon of our Mishnah, the third Chita holds 1/6. That's the Tana of the Mishnah before, and Taka the same machlekes. Abai says no. Abai Omar Talis Achdos Machal Inish. By it, when you buy a talis, you might go for sure until a sixth. Why? People say a saying, "Oshik legabach." When it comes to covering yourself, pay a little more to cover yourself. It's worth it to get clothing and pay a little more. Rashi says, "Atzarach leksus gufa lekasis gufach," to cover your guf vegabech and your back. Kana b'yaker, buy a little more. Oshik means to buy a little more. Legabech, to cover your back, pay a little more. V'shavi lekrasech. When it comes to food, you pay exact value. Sela, but a sela kim lo sagile lemacha. But since by sela, since you can't use it, doesn't have any yitzah by yitzah as good. You can't use it as good much because it went down in value. So there, some say even less. If it goes down even less than a sixth, if it goes down 1/24th or 1/12th, you also is called ayna. So what would come after my gemara? It sound like dafka by a talis, you could charge up to a sixth more because there you pay more for talis. But it sounds like food not. So shayla is not true. We only said by money that they have these three chalukim. He's like Taisvis. The Ramas called Ashuk Legabach. Taisvis Vim Taimar. He has the cash. And look at the second Atena. Vot Tenech Sus. Payers Ma'ik Lememar. Taisvis two truths. Vishnu like Plug Rabbana. Vayish Lemar. Ika Atam Hava Sela Kim Loi Sagi Loi Machal. The Ika reasoning of our Gemara is like this. That by Sela, the reason why you're not Ma'ik less than six is because you go to the store, people are not going to want to accept it when it's worth less. And therefore, even by 1/12th, the 1/24th, already you're being Ma'ana the Meicher by giving him this coin, because that coin can't be used as much, and therefore by coins are different. That's the Iker reason. We just threw in a Svara that by a Talis you pay a little more for it because you want it, but it's not the Iker reason. The Iker reason is the second part. That's the Iker reason. Gufa. We learned Ad in our Mishnah, and we're going to have here a Brisa that adds on more details to our Mishnah. Gufa. Ad Kamatei Sela Chaser Ve'Ebano. How much to the seller be a chaser, and it will be ayno. Rameyayim, which is the brayso we mentioned before, and this brayso will have elaboration. Rameyayimer, abo isserois isla dinner. 4 isserois to the seller, and we know there's 96 isserin in a seller, so 4 to that is 1/24th, isla dinner. 1 isla dinner, that's already called ayno if it went down in value 1/24th, and I pass it on as a regular seller, it's missing 1/24th, that's called ayno. Rav Yehuda Aymer, dalil pedyonis, pudin la dinner. 4 pedyonis per sella. Sella is 48, so 4 out of 48 is 1/12th. Pudin la dinner, which also 1/12th, because 12 pudin la dinner, that 1/12th is called, you know, Rav Shimon Aymer 6th, which is Shmoina Pudyonis, which is 8 to the sella, which is 8 out of 48, which is 2 to the 12, Shmoina la dinner. That's all, case, that's 3 way Machlekes, what's called, you know. Yes, Kain. Once it's more than, you know, Meichra al Shavya. You have to sell it. That this, we'll see what it means later on in the Gemara, but this is a good type this way that it, so the Gemara later on is going to type that it didn't go down, which means it didn't go down as much, then you could pass it on as the didn't go down, no, you could pass it on Vashavya, Basela Yafa. That's the one way to type it, the one way to type it, but the way we'll type it is like the Gemara said later on, which means like this that if it's Yesal Kain, if it's the value to sell is more, and it's missing less than a 1/24th, Meicher Meshavi, you could pass it on as a regular full-fledged seller. Ad Kama Tipaches V'Yishoy L'Kaima. How much would it go down? You still had to keep it around. Or maybe you have to melt it down and destroy it because you don't want people to fool other people. So Ad Kama Tipaches V'Yishoy L'Kaima. How much should it go down and it'll be mutter to Mekayimit? B'Sela Ad Shekel. By a seller, until it goes to half the value, you could still use the coin, and people will realize that it's worth less because it's a rubbed out seller, and they'll weigh it and they'll chop that it's worth less. But once it reaches a shekel, so then you'll always be able to pass it as a shekel because people are not going to realize that it's not even worth a shekel. Since it's a big coin, because the seller starts off as a big coin, and even if it's rubbed out, people are going to think that it's sure bigger than a shekel, so they'll always take it as a shekel. So once it goes lower than a shekel, you're not allowed to use that coin, keep it around anymore, because it's a michshol, people will use it. By a dinner, ad roiva, until a quarter. And it doesn't say half, and the Gemara will ask, why is this different? Pachis mikan iser, if it goes less than a shekel, iser, also letzia, you're not allowed to use it. Also, you're not allowed to use it, and the Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean, you just said even a mash less than a shekel. Why is it pachis mikan iser? The Gemara will talk about that. And when you have this coin, they're not allowed to use. Harezer lo yim karen lo yotager, shouldn't sell it to a merchant because the merchant might then use the derech mekhamemkar and fool other people with it. But charam, don't give it to a charam is a person who's a adam anos. Rashi says is a person who's a robber basically. But lahareg not a murderer. For shemarba charam, they'll fool other people and because people are going to be scared not to accept it from them. If this anos or this murderer comes over to you and gives you this coin, you say yes right away, and then we'll have to fool people. What should you do with this coin? El yikabena, you should make a hole in it. Use it as a necklace, and therefore you won't, by mistake, use it or give it out, and it won't go into the currency flow, and you won't fool anyone. That's what you have to do with such a coin that went down too much, less than a shekel. And now, the Gemara's will go back and explain every part of this price. Omar, b'sela at shekel. We said by a seller that when it goes down in value, you can still keep it. Obviously, you have to only use it for the correct value of the seller. And if it went down, or 1/24th, to one on the army, you have to speak out that I'm only taking the value minus 1/24th. And if it's less than that, like that. But once you reach a shekel, you can't use that at all because people will end up fooling people because you don't realize that it's worth less than a shekel. So, b'sela ad shekel, b'dina ad reva, b'dinner, until a quarter. By sela shekel, shekel is half a sela. By dinner ad reva, it says a quarter of a dinner. So, ma'ishtav a sela ad shekel, ma'ishtav a dinner ad reva, why here it's half, here it's a quarter. On ma'abaya, my reva, the k'tani nami, reva the shekel. When it says reva, it means a quarter of a shekel, which means like this. A sela is two shekelim, so half a sela is a shekel. A shekel is two dinner. A shekel is two dinner. Now, a quarter of a shekel is a half of a dinner. So when it said roiva, we really meant a half of a dinner. When it says dinner, ad roiva means roiva of a shekel. My roiva tonami roiva shekel. Ama rava deganami tony tony roiva tony revia. It says roiva, say revia of it. Shmami no. So now, the question is, so why don't you say chatzi? Dinner ad chatzi. Why would we say ad revia of the shekel? So long as we missed a little dinner. B'shekel, why do we say, why do we give a din, halacha, by dinner, that has to do with the shekel, a quarter of a shekel? Mil saga v'kamash lom, we'll teach you stam a different halacha. The ika dinner, the osim a shekel. That it's mutter to have a dinner that comes from a shekel. La afuke, a dinner that comes from a sela, yinalad b'mekayim. Because that's too low. A dinner of a sela is a quarter of a sela, and that cannot be, under a shekel already can't use. A dinner that comes from a shekel means you had a shekel coin that got rubbed out till a dinner, that's mutl kaima. Dinner abom isela also kaima. A dinner that comes from a seller which got rubbed out until it was only a value of a quarter, I cannot use it as a dinner, also kaima, because people won't realize again, because since it's a big coin, people are going to think it's a higher coin. Pachas mikan iser. So that's the first part of the Braisa. Now, after that, the Braisa says, Pachos mekan iser, also itzir. Now, remember, we said that, let's say you have a sela, once it reaches half the value, which is a shekel, you can't use that coin anymore after it goes lower than a shekel, because people are going to think it's worth a shekel. But then it says, Pachus Mikan Isser, if it went down a Isser, which is a certain amount, which is actually 1/48, 1/196th of a Selah, if it went down a Isser, also La Yitzia. You can't use it. Maika Amar, L'chayr, even a Mashu less than a Selah should be also. Why does it say a Isser? Amar Bai, Hachkama, Pachso Selah Yisim Mikdeano Isser, Osser. A different halacha he's saying. He's saying like this, that it went down less than, let's say, whatever Hayinah is, Pachsa Yosef Mekdeh Anah, Isser. If it went, there's Isser Anah, let's say, at 1/24th. Now, it got rubbed out even more than that. So the halacha is that if it went down more than that, the Isser is Osser. Omle Rava, what do you mean? If it went more than that, even a Mashu, a Chafil Mashu Nami. So the Mashu Nami? Elam Rava, we'll explain the Gemara with Pitais in a second. Elam Rava, Pachsa Sela Isser Lidinner Osser Vestomar Amei. What it means is, Pachsa the Sela, Isser to dinner, which is 4 Isserin, to the Sela, which is 1/24th, Osser Vestomar Amei, and to Stam Brysa like Amei. Now what's going on here? Abaye said that if it went more down the value, more than 1/24th, Osser Letzia. And Rava asked, even a Mashu. So what's going on over here? Well, you can pass it on. That it's mashma saying that only if it went down to Isser, it's also lo yitzia as a yafa. But until then, you could. The chayr, it's past the not. So Tosis asks the kasha, and Tosis answers like this: that we're talking about. You want to even give back the yinah. You're using the coin, and I'm asked to give back the yinah. So Abaye is saying if it's more than an Isser, more than an Isser over the yinah level, Isser more. Is rubbed out more than Oinah, Isser, it's also to use it even if you plan on giving back the Oinah. Let's see Tosis inside. V'yashloima, Tosis demas o'ma abaya. V'yashloima, the Mara, fill with dait lahach za Oinah, Osir. Kiva da mekach Tosis, which is mekach Tosis, because bitl mekach is more than a shtos. Ava kadei Oinah, if it's exactly by Oinah, mutu lo hitziyo ibi yafa, you're allowed to use it as a yafa, or vach yachso ino, and give back the ino, mitvenu Allah, koyim shiro lo shechoni. If the guy asks for it back, you'll give it back to him. Umutr, kimish amechem iskayim, upachos mikadei ino, less than that, moichar be yafa, fila ein dait lachso ino. They allow to do it because it's mechila, which is not a alta mechila. And Rava ama, pachsa issa le dinner, osa le yitzia be yafa, im ein And Rava argues, Rava holds by you know, you're not allowed to do it, even though your plan. Rava says, "The pachsa is still a dinner. Also, the tzi of yafam ain't dait lahachser, which is nahava you know, like Ramey. That is a know, like Ramey. So if you don't plan on giving it back, then it's also to do. Akaponim, what comes out if he's there, the Tosh Rosh argues on this whole sugya, but if he Rashi it's a mechuz diga sugya, that Abai is saying is that by a sela. So first of all, if it's less than the shir oinah, you're allowed to use it l'chatchila. Once it reaches the shir oinah, it's mutter to use it as a yafa, as long as you plan on giving it back if the guy is toiveya. And even if it's a little bit more, as long as it's not an isser less than the oinah, the halacha is you could use it as long as you give back the oinah. It's not a bitul mekach, and if it doesn't ask back for oinah, it's mutter to do. That's a bias shita. And Rava argues, Rava says a fill of mashu, and therefore Rava says what it means, pachsa sela isser, just means to say it's a stomach or a meyer, and it's dafka by oino, it's talking about dafka by a level of oino, that's where it says I could use it if I give back the oino. So, zogti moravait, tanasa, sela shenifsla, a sela that became pasul, and you can't use it anymore as currency, so the skina, and what you did was you fixed it up, you did a mice in it in order to make it into a keli, for example, use it as a weight. The skina should shake up on mishkalos tameya, it becomes something that's a kabel tuma as the same kli as a kabel tuma. At kama tipaches v'yehei rishoy lekaima, how much does it go down in value and it's mutter to keep it? Lisela shnei dinrim. If it goes down to dinrim, which means a shekel, then you're allowed to keep it. Pachas mekan, less than that, yakutz. You have to cut it up. Yes, akemai. What happens if a seller goes down in value more than one dinner, or less than 2 dinrim? My, what's the halacha? Omer avuna, pachas mekan, yakutz. The halacha is that pachos mekan yakutz, that less than that you have to cut it, and that's the halacha. Who says yes, I can yakutz also. Say less and say more yakutz. Say more or less, they have to cut it. Rabbi Ami Omar, pachos mekan yakutz. Yes, I can yakayim. It is machlokes here. The two man the yomrim. The machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Ami. Machlokes is if it's more, do you have to cut it or not? Which means like this, that if it went down from a sela to a shekel, less than a shekel, the halacha is less than a shekel, then you're not allowed to keep it around. As we have before, because people might pass it on as a shekel and they'll think it's so big, it's good. But let's say it's in between a sela and a shekel, between a sela and a shekel, what's the halacha? If it's somewhere in between a sela and a shekel, it went down, let's say, one quarter. Could you keep it or not? So it's machlekes. Even though we had a brisa before, tomorrow's going to ask on our brisa momentarily. But we have machlekes here. Rav Huna says, pachos mekan yakutz. Went down too much, you have to cut it up and melt it up. Yes, alkein yakutz. Both ways. If it's went down one quarter of yakutz. Rav Ami says, no, pachos mekan yakutz, that's a good game. It depends. If it went down less than a shekel, you have to cut it up. If it's more, then, which means it only went down one quarter, you kai. So that's machlekes, Rav Huna, Rav Ami. Meisfer, I'm going to ask you a kasha from this brisa. I'm going to ask a kasha, a few kasha from this brisa. Meisfer. Happen on base on base. Yes, Kain Moicher B'Shava. It says that by a sella that went down, you sell it B'Shavya. You could use it B'Shavya. It means that it was more than B'Shavya, we think, means feed them out, not be off. It means Yes, Kain, we think the Pashup Shot means that it went down more than a 1/24. For example, it went down a quarter. Went down a quarter of value. That's how much it went down. It's more than a shtus, it's more than everything. Went down a quarter, went down 25%. So what does it say? I can use it as a 75% coin of a seller. So what do you see? Clearly, you don't have to cut it up. My lav should pichsi yosef gdei nasa. And it's a kasha on the Man D'Yama who says, the Man D'Yama says that yakutz. It's Man D'Yama, kasha on Rav Huna. Rav Huna says they're both pachos mekan and yes lakan yakutz. And here you see not like that. So tomorrow, lo yisera. Dakati, my lav should pichsi yosef gdei nasa. The katli pachsi yosef gdei nasa. It went down less. It went down only 1%. Or 2%, it went down less than Shirina, then you're allowed to use a B'Shava. The Kat, the Pachas, and also, you're allowed to use it as a Sela. You're allowed to use it as a Yafa, as a Sela. That's what it means in the Brisa. Not that if it went down a quarter, then you're allowed to use it as a 75% coin. And that would be a Kasha. No, it doesn't mean that. I mean, it went down 1 or 2%, then you're allowed to use it as a full Sela. So that we answer. Next Gemara, Meisvei, at kamit to pocket to shell the kaima, besela at shekel. It says that you're allowed to keep, it says in the Brisa before, that a sela you're allowed to keep as long as it doesn't go lower than a shekel. Once it gets lower than a shekel, then you could fool people. But total shekel, it's fine. So it's first, not like Rav Huna. It says klar that you're allowed to keep it at shekel. So the Gemara, my love, the pocket is porta porta, went down slowly. Loi, the nafal and urav was called zimna. It went straight from a sela to a shekel, then it's mutter. But anytime it's between a sela and shekel, according to Rav Huna, we're scaring to fool people, and you're not allowed to use that coin at all. Because people are not going to chap, they're going to think it's a sela. So therefore, between a sela and shekel, you're not allowed to use. Only if it went straight from a sela to a shekel and melted at one time, you're allowed to use it. So just to recap, just what we learned, I'm going to stop here for this recording. We'll just get klar, what we learned, that we have over here a sela that gets rubbed out. Now, until it reaches a shir aina, the loch is mechila, I can use it as a regular yafa. Once it reaches the shir aina, so then I'm allowed to use it as a yafa. And the question is, can I use it b'shavya? That's really a machloikis. According to Rav Huna, I cannot use it at b'shavya. Why? Because since it's a ruined coin, and you might pass as a regular coin, you have to destroy the coin. Rav Ami says, no, as long as it doesn't reach a shekel yet, which is half, you still can use it, and people will chap, and they'll realize it, and they'll weigh it, and they'll use it as is. Less than shekel, you won't realize it. So if you Rav Huna, what's pshat in the brisa, it says dinah at shekel, it means if it went in at once, total shekel, you can use it as a shekel. That's what it means. But if it went slowly, you can't use it.